body. Thank you. And now we move on to item 6. There are 6 public questions. I will ask Jacqueline Cooper, would you like to ask your question of Councillor Perry?
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Perry, why did you propose cutting the bridge as part of the plan of the Cabinet on the 18th of March 2016, when the consultation of the bridge finished on the 18th of March 2016?
Jacqueline, thank you for your question. The Council has set out a proposed budget in which it can confidently deliver a budget over the next 3 years. The budget and a number of consultations are still ongoing, and no decision has been made on the outcome of these proposals until they have been finalised. No final decisions having been taken regarding the bridge. The Government's funding settlement for the Council has been changing every week, and thus far we have received extremely constructive feedback so far as a part of the consultation. The Council will review its position once we have received all the feedback from the consultation.
Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Why are you employing consultants and a chief executive which have combined costs which far exceed the cost of running the bridge?
Okay. That's a mess. The team executives here. Okay, you've just made a very sweeping statement with regard to consultants. No specific consultant which has been made, but just I'll allow you to respond. Just give us a chance in a second. So I can't address any particular area of policy in which you would like to offset some of those costs on that regard. With regard to the Chief Executive, I think our position on this is very clear. We've had discussions and debates in this chamber for many a month or two now with regards to whether or not Chief Executive is welcome. I know there's many Chief Executives in organisations within the voluntary sector, such as MenCap, HAD, Mind and others, who have a chief executive. It's my view you need strong officer leadership at the top, especially in an organisation which employs thousands of people. But you've given me an opportunity just while we talk about the chief executive, and that seems to be the go-to argument for our colleagues opposite. And one thing I did mention in my response on the petition is there's a democratic process which is an opportunity for councillors in this chamber, should anyone disagree with the budget that's before us. And they can propose at any time to delete, amend, change, bring forward an alternative to what is being proposed. Thus far, as the leader of this council, I have not seen any alternatives to stop the proposal, what has been put in the budget with regard to the bridge element, although no decisions have been taken. And so it's quite laughable that we have an opposition that speak with many, many words, but their actions are very lacking. And I think you've let many, many people here today down. We stand by what we have proposed and have visited service users in that regard. You had an opportunity to propose the deletion of the budget line in front of all these people. It may still come, but to date, it has not. So actions speak louder than words, and I think you've let all of yourselves down.
Thank you. Mina, I understand that the questionnaire is unwell and has asked the representative to ask his question. Would you like to ask your question of Councillor Perry?
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for calling me. I have a question for Councillor Perry as well. The question is, redundancy notices were served to the Rethink the Bridge staff on September 2015, and staff were told to keep it confidential. Was it decided at the time to close the bridge? If so, why have you waited 5 months to let our service users know of the proposal to close it?
Thank you. And can I thank you for your attendance today at the bridge and for your honesty and
got
your,
no choice. I've
your
got to keep an eye.
Participation. Not just here, but also today and this morning in our session this morning. So thank you. There has been no decision made to close the bridge, as I reiterate. The contract with Rethink was due to come to an end on the 31st of May 2016. As an employer, they have a contractual and legal responsibility to their staff, and in keeping with best practice, they have informed their staff so that they have the opportunity to seek alternative employment based on the prospect that the contract may not be renewed. In December, Rethink were asked to identify the earliest suitable date in the new year to meet with service users. The best date and the date put forward was the 3rd of February, and that was the start of the consultation.
Mina, do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
Yes, I do. Then, why was £72,000 spent by Harrow Council on refurbishing the kitchen at the bridge, and only then to propose to close it? So do you consider that a good use of money? You told me because I was a service user and I knew the cafe was refurbished when the Rethink staff started their contract.
Okay, right.
2 years ago, is it?
Clearly, that's some time ago. The kitchen today, when I was there, was in a good, very good state. I personally am not privy to that specific decision, but happy to look into the detail of when it was installed, what the purposes were for it, and whether or not those purposes at that time are being fulfilled.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mina. Sandip Ruperlia, would you like to ask your question of Councillor Perry?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, everyone. The question goes to Councillor Perry. In a time of austerity, it is important to provide support to the good businesses. Premier Banqueting London, which is a business within your ward, is a good example for this, as it currently generates £106,792 per annum for the car park, £50,286 per annum in the business rates, and in 2015, £417,723.56 in expenditure to the local businesses. We understand the need for the regeneration. However, our is not the only business which survived on the use of the Pill House car park. Our petition, which has been generated over 3,000 signatures, is from the members of our local community and businesses, which needs these types of the amenity space. If the council offices are only to be moved at the Pill House side, how will the council fulfill its pledges to provide enough car parking spaces for the businesses and residents of the Wilster?
Thank you, Mr. Ruperlia, for your question. The new development on the site of Peel House car park will include a new public car park in addition to parking provision for the new civic centre. The new car park will be designed to meet current and future commercial and public requirements on the Wildstone High Street. The current car park is underused throughout most of the working week and does not make full use of the potential regeneration site. The size of the replacement car park is yet to be determined, but will be informed by the transport and parking study for Wildstone. There will be consultation on this issue and with local businesses and residents during the design process.
Do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
Thank you, Mayor, I do. We employ over 120 staff alone and are the key contributor to the area. With the council offices being relocated from one part of the Harrow to another, how will this provide the new jobs to the staff of our business that will have to be made redundant in your ward, which already have a very high unemployment? And after seeking the legal advice from Chambers, has the council assessed the implication of compensation damages to our businesses with the loss of the car park and the public facility? I may also like to add to Councillor Keith Perry, has again made his statement wrongly. We have not been provided with any sites suitable for relocation.
In response, I find myself us having a one-to-one discussion in a public forum. As far as I was aware, before public questions had been submitted, the council had been in negotiations with the owners of Premier Banqueting Suite, and a deal was struck. And so the fact that we've now gone public puts me in a bit of a predicament, but happy to answer as much as I can in that response, Mr. Mayor. I think the council is very clear. I think we may stray into discussions later on today around how the council is trying to support business, support your business. I personally have never turned down or declined any request to meet. In fact, it's the opposite. I've gone out of my way to try to discuss any concerns which you may have. With regard to the legal issues and has the council considered any compensation, the answer to that question is we have not sought legal advice on what that may or may not look like. The council has been very clear and has been very upfront and honest with yourself, which I know you are aware of, and there's been many, many meetings which have taken place with officers. And I think the best way to hold out a hand on this issue is it's clearly your intention to make this a public issue. Fine, that's a democratic right as a local businessman. I'm personally happy to meet with you to discuss some of these issues so we can maybe have a bit more of a to and fro rather than questions supplementary week after week. And hopefully that we may be able to reach a conclusion. There's clearly information which has come to light from discussions with Councillor Ferry today. And so I'm happy to work with yourself, Chief Executive, and others who have been discussing with you in order to try to support you even further. But again, it's disappointing we are having this public discussion, and I wouldn't have wanted it that way, but I'm happy to have a bit more formal, informal discussion with you, should you so wish, and you've got my contact details in order to contact me directly.
Right, thank you very much. Now, I got Krishna Latia James. Would you like to ask your question to Councillor Anne Whitehead?
Question is on behalf of Krishna Nathya James, who is unable to be here. And the question is to Councillor Anne Whitehead. Well, I understand the Council's position with regard to central government cuts. Does the Council appreciate the acute negative impact of the proposal to close the bridge on its fragile service users and the consequent cost to Harrow Council due to this decision?
Thank you very much for your question. We are very aware that these cuts imposed by central government will mean acute negative impacts across a variety of services. The purpose of the consultation... Sorry, it's because I'm a bit tall. I can't reach and bend down to the microphone. I'll start again, just so that the people upstairs can hear. We are very aware that the cuts imposed by central government will mean acute negative impacts across a variety of services. The purpose of the consultation around the bridge is to fully understand the impacts of this proposal. At this stage, it's important that the Equalities Impact Assessment is drafted comprehensively with the support of users, carers, professional and third sector partners, and that the maximum number of consultation responses are received. As part of this, we're also looking at the potential pressure that could be felt both by the council but also the CCG and CNWL. We are working closely with mental health organisations in the borough to mitigate the potential costs. Once the consultation has ended, the impact of the proposal will be fully understood to enable an informed view to be established.
Would you like to ask a supplementary question? But before you ask the supplementary question, can you please state your full name, please?
My name is David Fellox. Thank you. As regards the Equalities Impact Assessment, a focus group has been formed led by Carol Yard, with Chris Greenway in attendance, and they've invited clients of the bridge, members, carers and other stakeholders. The first meeting was held this Monday, and after 2 hours it was pretty much agreed that the original impact assessment done was very flawed and not fit for purpose. Unfortunately, the next consultation due with the focus group is not going to take place until after the consultation finishes. So in the statement that you just made, that you want as much information as possible from the experts in the equalities impact assessment, can you get, or can you make sure that the people in question are asked to attend another meeting very soon?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Firth. Yes, of course. As you quite rightly pointed out, we do need the combined intelligence from users and carers to inform the equality impact. I'll certainly go back to what we planned in terms of the next meeting to make sure that we perhaps change that date to fit in more conveniently with yourself and other users.
Yes, please.
Okay, that's fine, I'll do that.
Thank you. Roslyn Neal, would you like to ask your question of Councillor Ferry?
Business is not being forced to close. The council has been working closely with the Premier Banqueting Suite and continues to do so. We have spent several months reviewing alternative relocation sites with the current owners of the business. The council is offering to purchase their current premises at the full commercial price, which provides them with the potential to relocate their operations elsewhere. This redevelopment of the underused Peel House car park will bring major economic benefits to Wealdstone and to the Station Road corridor. By relocating the Civic Centre, we will open up the current Station Road site for redevelopment to provide a major new residential and commercial area. This will inject several million per year into the local economy of Wealdstone. There will be major employment, contractor and supply chain opportunities throughout the construction period. Our economic development team will ensure that the local economy benefits directly from these opportunities. As I said previously, with the help of a recent £1.5 million grant under the London Regeneration Fund, the high street environment will be significantly improved, attracting further new business investment to the centre and reducing opportunities for antisocial behaviour. Additional employee expenditure will be drawn into the Wealdstone District Centre, with over 1,000 council employees moving into the new Civic Centre. This will lead to a long-term enhancement of business prospects for the District Centre as a whole.
Do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
A few years ago, you were heavily involved in a campaign to save Wealdstone jobs and a large local business when the Coll Arts factory was threatened with closure. Do you only care about local jobs when it's not you putting them at risk?
Quite right. And one of the things we did when Coll Art closed with the loss of 350 jobs was to make sure that the Winsor & Newton building was retained as a centre for creative industries. And as I said, and as many people went to the open day this afternoon, that has caused 433 jobs to be opened up in the old Winsor & Newton building. Now, when we return to Wealdstone, I cannot tell you what the deal is that is on the table at the moment, but it will allow the Rupert Alias to go purchase their own facility to move out of rented accommodation to buy their own freehold premises. We have two sites which they have refused to view through their agent, which would allow them to relocate their business and in fact expand it and increase the amount of people they employ.
Thank you. Anne Freeman, would you like to ask your question of Councillor Anne Whitehead?
Yes. Can you hear me? Anne Freeman, as you heard. I'd like to point out that my question relates to the report and recommendations to Cabinet after a 12-week comprehensive consultation that was extended to 16 weeks on the new model of mental health day services in Harrow. Do you remember that the Labour Cabinet in July 2012 decided that high-quality facilities that can house services which are critical to the well-being of people who experience mental ill health should continue if the bridge has to close because of the Harrow and Wealdstone Area Action Plan? In an alternative site that would need to be fit for purpose, and there should be a seamless transition in which services do not cease to operate until alternative premises are ready to use. Why didn't the suggestion that service users and carers would be involved in the development happen when it was first considered to close the bridge? Please.
Thank you, Anne. I actually wasn't in the council in 2012, but my understanding is that there was an opportunity to do a much more consultation because the financial situation was not as serious and as dire as it is at this present time, and that's what's made a huge difference to the leading time. The proposal to close the bridge came along with a lot of other proposals in the autumn, and that proposal wasn't concluded. That budget process was not concluded till December, and as my colleague here has already pointed out, February the 3rd was suggested as the best time by Rethink to start the consultation process with the service and users. As we've said before, we are very keen to use that consultation process for a consultation with users, service users and carers, and encourage that consultation and people to come forward and tell us the important services, the services that are most important to them and what they mean to them. And that dialogue will continue, and it's important, not just for us, but also for yourselves.
Thank you. Can I have a supplementary?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Distressingly, that equality impact assessment actually is dated August 2015, which is not, as you say, autumn. And that was done, I'm told, by Chris Greenway for the commissioning panel in August 2015. And councillors, it contains inaccurate and misleading information. For example, the bridge was set up as a community hub. I can remember Councillor Devine particularly said this has got to be. And in the papers for, I don't know whether it's in your papers tonight, but the papers for Cabinet said in fact it was here, the papers for Cabinet last week, says the bridge is a mixed-use community space. It is, for all the community. It's not just for people with mental illness. Other people come in, so people, in fact, get a feel that they can be part of the community. I mean, the choir is mentioned. That's not a Rethink service. It just so happened that the choir, which I was one of the people that started it, was marvellous, actually rehearsed there. And there are people from the bridge that have actually joined that, be part of a bigger community, but that's only part of what happens there. And if you look at your cabinet papers, it goes on to say the service was commissioned in order that people with mental illness were able to access personalised community support, community, remember, to help improve their health, well-being and self-esteem, prevent or recover from acute...
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry. Can you ask the question, please?
I mean, just look at those papers. It tells you what the bridge is. It isn't just a day service. Right, I've got my notes here. I can go back to them. Right, I'll get to the point. But anyway, that equality impact assessment was done in August. It's inaccurate. What I'm trying to say is service users, carers, should have been involved right at the beginning, because we've got ideas and we're affected. Right, here we go. And did you know that the information about WiseWorks, for example, is also inaccurate? WiseWorks has never given pottery or art classes. It's never happened there. So we could have brought accuracy to that. We could have brought accuracy to what the bridge is all about. So can we start working together, my last sentence is, to preserve the amazing bridge recovery hub for all, so that current users of the bridge, the 97 people on the waiting list, and those who will develop a mental disorder in Harrow.
Sorry to interrupt. This is not a question again, so we can start working together on this.
This is my question. And those frightened people who have only just received a diagnosis of a severe mental illness, such as schizophrenia, it's hell, I can tell you, will regain the confidence that they can get involved again in the rhythm of life at this marvellous recovery hub. It's amazing. Please, can we work together so it can carry on? Because it's made a difference to so many people.
It's very difficult for everybody concerned to be able to collect their thoughts and get it across so passionately. The quality assessments are done for all the budget lines that we have, and since the consultation process has been going forward, we found a lot more information about that we weren't wasn't as accurate as we thought. So the quality assessment goes through, that would have been reassessed anyway, obviously, because of the information. But that's why we're interested in sitting down with users and carers, and I've taken Mr. Phillips' information on board about the timing of that. In terms of protecting the services, yes, we are passionate about trying to protect all the services that we provide in Harrow. And we have got to the stage, because of the opposition's parties' cuts to central government to Harrow and to all the councils throughout the country, we are having now, as a Labour councillors, to start thinking the unthinkable, which is just awful. But we are prepared to sit down and work with users and carers to see what we can do and to make the best possible decision under these really difficult circumstances to try and protect the services. And if we are unable to protect the services, to make sure that the provision of services can be found for people living with mental health conditions. So it's really something that I'm really very keen on, to work with yourself and other users.
Yippee.
Thank you very much. Go on to item 7. I call on the leader to...